So we're starting on Daf Tzadi Ches Amud Aleph. So we left off Ula Rami Bar Chama. Ooh, so we were talking about how to make each case in our Mishnah really a Modiv Mitzvah case. Why do we want to make each case in our Mishnah a Modiv Mitzvah case? Because we have to make each case into a case where really there should have been a Chiyuv Shvuah, right? But the guy couldn't do it because he was Eini Yodea. But here's the thing. There is a Machlokas Amorayim. In order to be Chayav Shvuah Modiv Mitzvah, you definitely have to admit to something. That's why it's called Moda B'Mitzvah, because Moda means to admit, right? That's for sure. But it could be that in order to be Chayav Shvuah Modiv Mitzvah, you also have to flatly 100% deny some portion of it. The way we explain the Mishnah so far, the way Hillel did it just before, we did not have any part of it that you were flatly 100% denying. What do we have? We have part that you were admitting, and part that you were Eini Yodea. What if you hold that in order to be Chayav Shvuah Modiv Mitzvah, you need to have part that you admit, part that you flatly 100% absolutely deny, and we still need to make it a case where you can't swear? So we're going to need three parts, right? So what are the three parts going to have to be? No?
Part you admit, the part you deny, and the part you have to swear.
Exactly, and the part that you're not sure about, and therefore you can't swear. So, Ula Rami Bar Chama, according to Rami Bar Chama, to Amar Arba'a Shomrim, who says that the four Shomrim, in order to be Chayiv Shvua for Pikadon, that they're supposed to watch, right? That's what a Shomer is, someone who's watching something. That in order for any of the Shomrim to be Chayiv Shvua, Tzrichim Kfira B'Miktsas, V'Hoda'a B'Miktsas. They have to deny kfira, meaning kfira not in the religious sense, meaning in the denying owing the money sense. They have to have an absolute denial, and they also on part of it, and they have to admit to part of it. So Mishkachasa, how can we find a case in our Mishnah where they're unable to swear, but they should have sworn? Meaning it's going to need to be a case where there's kfira b'miksas, which means partial denial, hoda b'miksas, which means partial admitting, and some part of it where they say Eini Yodea, and that's why they can't swear. Exactly. So Mishkachasla, the only way to fit that into our Mishnah is Reisha B'Shalosh, the Seifa B'Arba. That the Reisha must be talking about where there are three cows, the Seifa Soma just gives me the Seifa Soma about where there are four cows. So says the Gemara, Reisha B'Shalosh, the Reisha is talking about a case where there are three cows. Here's what happens. Da'amarle, the Mashiel says to the Shoel, Shalosh paros nasati lecha. I gave you three cows. Palge diyome b'sheila, upalge diyome b'schirus. The deal with these three cows were that. What does that mean? Palge diyome b'sheila.
Half
the day you're a borrower.
And half of them renter.
Exactly. Half the day you're a renter. Inami, or you could change the case up a little bit. Chad yoma b'sheila v'chad yoma b'schirus. But the same basic idea. One day where you're a borrower. One day where you're renting. Umesu shalosh kulu bi'idan she'ela. And the mashil says, I think all three died while you were a borrower. So, and therefore you have to pay me for all three. Va'amrle shoel, the shoel says, well, let's break it down a little bit. Chada, cow number one, we'll call him Ruvain. No, you shouldn't call cows Ruvain. Cow number one, lo hayidvar me'olam. I don't even know what you're talking about, meaning you didn't give me three cows. So let's talk about the three cows that you gave me. There were two, right? There is no three cows that you gave me. The first cow that you're talking about, I don't even know where you got that one from, right? So that's why we certainly can't give it a name, right? Ruvain the cow doesn't even exist. Well, you just called him Ruvain. No, there is no third cow.
There is no, he got three.
So one second. No, he's saying that's the claim. You got three cows from me. You and all three of them were borrowed and they all died. He says, no, one of them, lahadam. That is the part that is an absolute denial. Exactly. V'chada in bi'idan she'ela mesa. One of them, you're 100% right, died at the time that it was being borrowed. That's the part that is absolute acceptance. Exactly. Hoda'a. V'idach, and as far as the third one, lo yadana ibidan shela mesa v'ibidan schiris mesa. I personally don't know when it died. I don't know if it died when it was borrowed or died when it was rented. So here you are a real motive mixas, but you can't take a shvua because you don't know about part of it. Dimitoch sheni yachli shava mishalem. Since you can't take a shvua, you have to pay. Let's just finish this up. Seifa ba'arba, and the seifa somewhere where there are four cows. Da amar le, the mashil says to the shoel, arba paros nasati lecha. I gave you four. Right. Shalosh b'she'ela. Three of them were borrowed. Chada b'schirus. And one of them was rented. Umesu hanach shalosh b'she'ela. Three of them died. I claim all three that died were the borrowed ones. So you owe me all three of them. Bamarlei. So the shalosh says back. Bamarlei shalosh. The shalosh says back. Chada lohei dvarmel. Of the four cows that you gave me, one of them doesn't exist. Never was. You never lent me. I don't know what you're talking about. The chada, one of them, in the she'ela mesa, you're right, was an actual borrowed cow. One of the cows that died was definitely a borrowed cow. The idach and the other cow that died, lo yadani idus chirus mesa udekaima de she'ela. I'm not sure if it was the rented one that died. And the one that's alive, udekaima, means the one that's alive, de she'ela, is the borrowed one. Oh, de she'ela mesa udekaima de chirus. Or it was the borrowed one that died and the one that's alive is the rented one. So you have all three elements again. You have an absolute denial on one of them. I never even got it. Right? You have an absolute admitting on one of them. Yes, it was a borrowed one that died. And you have an eini yodea in there. Right? So mitoch she'eino yachol lishava mishalim. Since he can't swear, he has to pay. What? Sorry? He has to pay for all three. Yeah. Well, for... Does he have to pay for all three? Yeah, probably, right. Even what he... Yeah. I don't know. So it is a weird case, because the mashil is saying you have three animal carcasses, and the shul is looking in his backyard and he's like, nope, two dead animals back there. I don't have three. I don't know what you've been talking about. There were no three animals that died. Let's go a little bit further, because that was pretty quick. Ze omer shu'ula v'ze omer schura yishava socher sheschura mesa. We said in the Mishnah, if the lender says the borrowed one died, the borrower says, no, no, the rented one died. So the borrower / renter has to swear that it was the rented one that died, and then he won't have to pay, right? Ask the Gemara Va'amai. Why does he have to swear? Masha ta'ano lo hodolo, umasha hodolo lo ta'ano. Ooh, very important rule in Modeh B'Mitzvos. The rule of Modeh B'Mitzvos is that if I go over to you and I say, you owe me... Give me an item.
Something that
you owe me 10 watches. And you say, no, I only owe you 4 watches. It's a weird thing to have 10 and 4 of. But okay, I only owe you 4 watches, right? So that's a classic Modeh B'Mitzvos. Why is that a classic Modeh B'Mitzvos? That's the definition, right? Everyone always uses 5 and 10, right? Or 50 and 100. It doesn't have to be 50%, it just has to be some portion of it. And in fact, I think it's a bad idea to use 5 and 10 as the example. Because then you say, oh, but the 5, well, which 5? Because they're...
Yeah, everyone was using 360 out of 1,000.
That's a much smarter thing to do. Yeah, 360 out of 1,000 is much... Because then you know which half he's, or which portion he's talking about. So anyway, so I come over to you and I say, you owe me 10 watches. You say, no, I only have 4 watches. So that's a mode that mixes. Let's say I come over to you, I say, you owe me 10 watches. You say, I only owe you 2 coffees. Well, I didn't ask for 2 coffees. I asked for one. Those aren't even the same thing. So that's not Modeh B'Mitzvos. Now, it could be 2 coffees, whatever, costs like $4. Okay, toddies, $8. So, but watches are more expensive than that, right? So you are being Modeh B'Mitzvos in a certain sense, because I'm asking for the value of, of, let's say, 10 watches, and each one cost... make them cheap, $30, right? So I'm asking for the value of $300, and you're saying 2 toddies coffee, so $100. So you're saying that you owe me $100. So it is a Modeh B'Mitzvos in a certain sense, but it's not a real Modeh B'Mitzvos, because you're not admitting to the same thing that he's asking for. So says the Gemara, that's exactly what's going on over here. Masha ta'ana lo hodolo, what he's claiming from him, the guy's not admitting to him. The mashil saying, I want back the borrowed animal, and the socher doesn't admit to the borrowed animal. He doesn't think that the borrowed animal died. Umasha hodolo lo ta'ana, and the socher's admitting that he owes the rented animal, but not the, that the rented animal died, but not the borrowed animal. Amar ula, so Ula explains, you know why you have to take a shvua anyway? Al yidei gilgul. There's something called Gilgal, not to be confused with Gilgulim. This is something called Gilgal Shavua. Oh,
use the swear a second time.
So sometimes, even when a person doesn't have a Chiyuv Shavua on item number one, if he anyway has to swear about something else, we can say, oh, once you're swearing anyway, just, you know, swear about this too. Right? Like, for example, there is a rule, Einish Ba'in ala Karkaos. Anyone know what that rule means?
You can't swear on land.
You don't swear on land, right? You can't swear on land. Exactly. So let's say I go to you and I say, Avi, you owe me Yankee Stadium, right? And you say, no, just the infield. I only promise you the infield. So what are you? You are being a moda b'mixas, right? So you should have to swear, but Yankee Stadium is land, so you don't have to swear, right? But let's say in addition, I say, hey, Avi, you owe me Yankee Stadium. You say, no, just the infield. And I say, oh yeah, but remember at the game last night, you borrowed $10 to buy a drink, and you're like, I don't drink beer. It was $7 for a Coke, all right? So I don't, you know, it wasn't $10, right? Beer, I assume, is more expensive. Right? I only borrowed $7, not $10. Now, wait a second. You're a mode of mixus on that too, right? But on that one, you're a mode of mixus that you're going to have to swear. On the stadium, you're a mode of mixus, but it's on land. You're not going to have to swear. But once I got you swearing about the, you know, the $7 and $10 on the drinks, so I can get you swearing on the... That's the notion of Gilgal. So the Gemara explains, Amar Ula Ayde Gilgal, when the Nitva is Chayiv one Shavua, the guy, the claim is made against, the defendant, so to speak, is Chayiv one Shavua, the Toveah can say, oh, once you're swearing, swear for something else. So here's what's going on in the Mishnah. Da Amar Le, the Bailim says to the Shomer, the owner says to the Shomer, Ishtabili ezu mihas dikadarka mesa. You at least have to swear that it died a normal death, because even if you're right that it's the rented one that died, it doesn't just, you know, take you off the hook, because maybe the rented one died because you shot it, right? So then you'd have to pay. So you have to swear to me that the rented one died in a very normal way, and then you're not going to have to pay that it died because of some sort of onus. Umigo dimishtaba dikadarka mesa. And once, anyway, you're swearing that it died in a normal way. Swear also that it was the rented one that died. So essentially, the Gemara's kasha was, why is the case in our Mishnah a case of modu mixus at all? He's asking for something that he's not admitting to. The claim is made on this animal. The admission is made on the other animal. They're on different things. The Gemara's answer is, you're right. For that alone, he wouldn't have to swear. But since there's any way a chiyuv shavua, because he has to swear about how the animal died, meaning even if I believe you that it's the schura that died, you have to swear that you didn't shoot it. You have to swear that that you weren't negligent. You have to swear that it died in a normal way. And once you're swearing anyway, do me a favor and swear that that it was the rented one that died and not the borrowed one that died. Okay, so that's a good stopping point. So, right, we're at two dots. Zamar and Dev, Zamar? Yeah. We should keep going? Wow. But that's on him. That's not fair. That's not nice. We could, let's, we'll pause the recording. We'll do it.